that as we want to make sure it's working, because if you're listening to this via MP3 file, you want to get every last minute of this advice on turning handwriting into money.
And Bart, we're now recording, so I'll turn the call over to you. And Bob, and have a great evening here.
The conference is in lecture mode.
All right. Welcome, everybody. My name is Bart Baggett. I'm president of handwritinguniversity.com worldwide, and we are on the phone tonight to talk about how to make money with handwriting analysis. I will unmute the phones in a second. We can all kind of chime in and ask questions. I heard some fuzz as we began there, so I thought I would just introduce our guest, tell a little about him, and then we'll unmute and we'll talk to you guys. I'm particularly excited about tonight's events because no matter what you do, if it's a hobby or something fun, if you can somehow turn your hobby into a money-making activity, you will have a happy career. And that's something that I had the luxury of doing since I was 14, is doing handwriting analysis. I did a few parties when I was 15 and 16, and I said, you know, there's got to be a way to make money at this. There's got to be a way. I love it so much. There's got to be a way to turn this this skill, this interest, this science into some cash flow. And so tonight we've got a preview seminar. We're going to do kind of a teaser and a taste of some of the things you'll get when you come to Dallas for the June conference. And this is sort of a, not a teaser. I mean, we're going to give away a lot of content, a lot of meat. You actually take some of these tips and you use them immediately. I think if you saw Bob's presentation in Dallas or you saw them on the DVDs, you know how much he can pack in 1 hour. And, of course, you also have him for all 3 days to really coach you on how to do it. Bob Byer is our guest, and let me tell you about Bob before I introduce him officially. He is not only one of our most veteran students, which means he's been through the program, he came up through the ranks, he's been certified, and he is used to be a school teacher. And he told me a couple of years ago, he says, Bart, I'm tired of being a school teacher. If I follow your programs, can I make a full-time living? And I said, Bob, yes, you can. And he's gone on to take not only the the handwriting program, but also the forensic doc exam program. And he has become one of the nation's, if definitely not New York State for sure, the nation's leading forensic forgery expert. So, Bob, did I miss anything in your introduction on why you're so qualified to help us earn money with handwriting analysis?
Well, I think the bottom line is I've done it. You know, I needed to make money. I was always looking. I've always had, as a school teacher, I've always needed to do an extra job. And one of the things I enjoyed doing, obviously, was teaching. So I probably started by going into adult education night school, they call it, where adults can go to the local high school and learn about all different, usually there's like hundreds of courses they can sign up for. And that's really how it started, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, people that are there, they wanted to be there. And, you know, even if you don't have a whole lot of knowledge, especially in the beginning, these people have no knowledge at all. So, you know, you're like the guru.
Yeah, let me ask you.
It was actually a lot of fun. I did that for a number of years, and I probably did it, I think, in 8 or 9 different schools. So that's basically how I got started in it.
So you did two things. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about this evening. Alternative schools, meaning some sort of adult education school, some sort of learning annex or fun ed or some sort of company and or school that offers educational classes. We're going to talk about that. And then also, I think you said, you mentioned that sometimes you get invited to do social functions.
Yeah, there's parties for sure. I think you can make a lot of money at a party as well, especially you need to help out the person who's running the party. He has no idea what to do, how long he's going to need you. You need to tell him, and you have to set that up. And in the meantime, you find out how many people are at the party, and then you figure the number of hours they need there, and you're charging them $100 an hour.
Sweet. So let me recap this, and then I want to check up the stories, and then we'll go into more details on that, and we'll also go into some questions. When you started handwriting analysis and you got your first gig as a teacher, did you feel like you were an expert? Did you feel like you had been certified and you were ready to handle every possible question from anybody before you got on stage the first time, Bob?
No, it was bad news. It was like one of those most embarrassing moments, actually. I wasn't getting paid the first time, thank God. I was doing it for a friend who had done me a favor, and he had, like, this block party, and I was going to go over and be the handwriting expert. Cause I know this stuff now, man. I went through that whole Grapho deck, and I'll tell you what, when you got 30 eyes staring at you, And now you're trying to find these things, and you're groping, and they're standing right there waiting. Every second seems like an hour, and it was not a good experience. I did all of the things wrong that Bart said don't do. Don't say this, don't say that, and I did all of those things. I wasn't quite as good as I had anticipated the first time.
Well, I guess two things. First of all, I appreciate the comments because we do obviously, you get better and better and better. One of the things that I encourage people, even before they get certified, is to go out there and get paid. Go sit down and analyze handwriting. I had one student actually that I couldn't pass because he had never actually done a handwriting analysis in person to any human being ever. I said, well, how did you do all this? Because he did get on his test. He goes, well, I always ask him the handwriting. I go home, open my books, and I write it out. And I said, look, that's not what the certification is about. You have to be able to interact and do this. And I think people will tell you the business. They'll tell you whether you're spot on or not. Don't you think that's true, Bob?
Yeah, and I think Kurt, who's your dad, had helped me out in one sense, too. I was figuring, okay, I got to come up with 15 things per each writer here to make them think that I know what I'm doing, and you really don't. If you come out with like three, maybe four things, all of a sudden, it's, wow, that's pretty good. Man,
yeah,
you're pretty good.
Yeah, and the fifth person doesn't hear what you told the first person, so you don't have to say everything different if you're doing a party. And I tell you, and I've been doing this 20 years, if I've got 30 people, I'm telling you, by the 30th person, I sound like a broken record in my mind, but you have to remember that it's totally new for someone who's getting their handwriting analyzed for the first time. Let me ask you a question. I had a friend named Sylvia Tucker who was actually helped me build my first website back in 96. And she, when I got certified, the first Christmas holiday season, she decided to do parties. She called me and she said, Bart, you're not going to believe this. I made $3,800 in December. And I'm like, wow, that's significant. And I said, you know, are you charging $200 an hour? She goes, no, I'm only charging $60 an hour. She goes, but I faxed down all the companies, and, you know, every December, most companies have some sort of Christmas party, holiday, a bar mitzvah party, and they need people to do entertainment. Bob, did you ever go down the route of being the party entertainment? Is that okay with you? I know some people do, some people don't. It's still hard to turn down $100 an hour or $120. Do you recommend somebody kind of start in that direction?
I think you got to start a little smaller first rather than going to a corporate. Myself personally, I mean, that doesn't mean if you have confidence, by all means, I would never try and slow somebody down if they're ready to sprint out. I couldn't start with corporate because I was still teaching full time, and corporate is usually during the day. They have the holiday parties during the actual day, working day. They don't usually have the employees come back on a weekend. So most of my parties started, I had to do night parties. Parties.
I did mostly evening parties as well, even when I was a kid. I think I did my first party when I was 16 at some other high school, which is, I guess it was kind of unique having such a young kid do the party. But even at $40, $50 an hour, that really does add up. Interesting story. I guess my point is you don't have to be certified. You don't have to be great. You just need to get started. A friend of mine, well, a friend now, she was a person who went on our Costa Rica retreat. I know, Bob, you didn't get to go last year. We took 30 people down to Costa Rica. She had never had any experience with my handwriting, my books, or anything. She came to like an ad in the newspaper. And as one of the bonuses, we sent her a copy of the 2005 CDs and DVDs, which most people that are coming to the conference are getting anyway from last year's. And I think you spoke at that conference. And if you don't know Bob's lecture style, he actually writes down every word he says. And you probably put 2 hours of content in 1 hour of lecture because you're a little bit anal retentive about your speaking style. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty good.
And then I mean that compliment. It's very specific. And I got to tell you, I wasn't sure how well Bob would be received. And he's the only one, well, not the only, probably the only one, a standing ovation when you sat down. And it was a real rush, I think, to understand, because you just gave fact after tip of how you've used this stuff in your own life to turn it in. Anyway, the point of my story was Kimberly, this girl, she was so excited about the handwriting from the CDs alone, she started soliciting the local adult education here in Los Angeles, again, the number two market in the country behind New York, and they hired her to do a class called Finding Mr. Right, or How to Date Using Handwriting Analysis. And so just from the CD, she's not even certified. She's now teaching. And, you know, and I said, go for it, Kimberly. You don't need my approval. If you need, you know, to make sure that you're good, I do recommend you get certified. Obviously, you want to know that you're giving the correct advice. So it was really interesting that she, being the confidence that she is, she goes, I'm just going to go teach a class because I know that I can help my single girlfriend find a guy from the handwritings and the stuff I've learned in your books. I mean, isn't that kind of bold? Don't you see that's impressive, Bob?
Yes, absolutely.
Good. All right, I hear a click here. I'm going to unmute here, and we can say hello to Bob, see if we've got any initial.
The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
Good. Now you guys are off. Anybody want to say hello to Bob? Anybody have a question before we get into some of the details of our PDF file? They're scared of you, Bob.
Hi.
Got to punch it off first.
Great. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Me?
Well, yeah, you said hello.
I'm Terry. I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Hi, Terry. Did you have you started making money yet with handwriting?
No.
And what do you think your first step is?
Gaining confidence.
Gaining confidence. And how are you going to do that?
I'm not sure yet.
Well, I tell you, the only way I did it was to just practice over and over and over with everybody who's got a heartbeat. And then you'll start to realize that you're good enough. You know, what do you think, Bob? What's the best way to gain confidence when you're learning?
I think little things. If you're going to go for breakfast, ask the waitress, and that way there's no pressure. She's busy. She's waiting on all these people, so you got as long as you want to work on it and find your traits, and then just say as soon as you get a second, this will probably only take about 30 seconds, just come back and see me, and there's really no pressure on you at all.
Good waitresses. Go ahead. Next question.
How do you deal with the skeptical people?
Bob, do you ever have any skeptics?
If you find some traits in them, I think that they're, you know, they're going to become believers.
Okay.
You know, I don't get skeptics. I guess it's because either I don't hear them or I say, well, you know, why don't you just write a few sentences and you tell me how accurate I am. I make the assumption I will be accurate. You know, maybe I don't know because I don't have any intrepidation or any insecurity about knowing that it's accurate, so they don't hear it in my voice. I guess if they say, "Oh, I didn't know that was accurate. I didn't know it was a science," you go, "Yeah,
you know,
well,
actually,
the guy's talking."
If I may, Bart, I honestly think that's a big point because the more you do it with people, the more you will realize how true a science it actually is too. And you'll have more confidence that way. To anybody, seriously. At that point, it's true you're not getting for it, but it's just going to help you build your confidence and be able to just, you know, identify. And if you are wrong on something, ask them. You know, I think it's a great way to start.
Bob, this is Minnesota Tom.
Hey, Tom.
And
hi, Tom.
I can't say enough for what you just uttered. I was very skeptical on handwriting analysis when I started a number of years ago. But, you know, to see people light up and to almost melt in your hands when they see that you can say something about them that they didn't realize they wanted to have recognized. And it's just a matter of throwing your bread out on the water and walking on the bread. It's great.
Interesting.
I've really been very receptive, and people have been receptive of me. It's not, I have heard people say, no, I get it. People tell me, no, they don't want to get it done all the time. But I really didn't commit to that. Anytime you mention it, would you like a free handwriting analysis? I'm considered pretty good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, do me. And then you can't even get away from them. The next person at the table wants one, and then the next person wants one. Then you're sorry you opened your mouth.
You know, I mean, I guess if you get a skeptic, you could always, you know, list the facts. You know, I just roll my eyes and say, you know, I don't know that CNN would put me on TV if it was a bunch of crap. And they just look at me like, what? You could go, hey, the guy who taught me is on CNN every couple of weeks. You know, obviously not a bunch of crap. If you want to throw down some facts. The truth is they just don't know about it. They confuse it with palm reading. If somebody actually uses the word handwriting and psychic in the same sentence, I'll say, you know, I know you just made a joke, but I don't consider myself a psychic, although I like to have them at parties sometimes. So do me a favor and don't, you know, refer to that anymore. And you know, kind of my sort of definitive arrogance about it sometimes will just go, whoa, this is clearly a science, or this guy is the most stuck-up guy I've ever met. You know, but it usually goes down to, hey, why don't you ask me, you know, tell me if you think it's true, you know. But that's not, you're not going to get skeptics. The thing is, especially for business, you're going to do one of two things. People are going to want to learn how to do it. They're going to want to have some entertainment or intellectual entertainment. Or you may get people actually hiring you to, you know, do handwriting. A lot of the times when you do these lectures, you'll get people hiring you to do handwriting. Now, Bob, you make money in two ways. You make money at events, either as a speaker, or three ways. At events as a speaker, as a handwriting expert, and also as a forgery expert. Let's distinguish the difference here between a document examiner and a handwriting expert so that they know that there's a different level of training. Why don't you explain that real quickly?
Okay. Graphology, or handwriting analysis, is basically personality profiling. It's finding traits about people, and there, of course, it's a science and it's true, but they are not allowed in court to testify. The only people that are allowed in court to testify are forensic document examiners, and they are considered forgery experts. You cannot use graphology to solve a forgery case. You cannot be checking for personality traits. It's a whole different ball game. As Mr. Leahy out of Texas says, which is a great analogy, it's two different areas. It's like astrology and astronomy. They both deal with stars, but they are two totally different areas. And this is, they both deal with handwriting, but they really are two totally different areas. How'd I do, Bart?
I think that was pretty good. Bob, your phone may be a little low on gas or battery, so just be aware if I lose you for a second, you may have to switch phones. I hear a click once in a while, so I just want to give you a heads up on that. Okay, any more questions with Bob before we switch sort of to the PDF and go through some of the outline that he has done? Cool. Okay. Bob, did you have a question? Are you good?
No, I'm good.
Okay, great. So if you downloaded your PDF file, you got a couple things. You got Bob's serious picture, and you have Bob's happy picture in front of the American flag. Now, Bob, I've seen you many, many times in person. You've been to almost every one of our seminars. I've never seen you look this serious in my life. First, tell me why,
there was one, supposedly in terms of advertising, and for document examining, you're not supposed to have a smile on your face when you're dealing with attorneys and stuff.
Right. I just want to point that out because Bob is the friendliest guy you'll ever meet. He was a school teacher for years. He's the happiest guy in the world. And yet this picture looks like you're about to sue me for my grandmother's inheritance.
Sorry.
Good analogy.
And I'll tell you why we picked that is we tested some different pictures on Kurt Baggett's website, and we found that the attorneys and the people that are actually in forgery suits, meaning in lawsuits or something, they kind of want someone that's serious because you're dealing with hundreds of thousands of dollars handling a forgery case. I got a case today. Somebody's kid, somebody's 18-year-old son, maybe 20-year-old son, committed suicide. He has a suicide note, and she suspects that he didn't really commit suicide. I mean, this is serious business. So sometimes a serious pitcher gets more serious business in the forgery world. We're not talking about that, although I did borrow that picture from that website, Bob, which is why we have the serious picture. Just for a second, go ahead and give them your website in case people are listening want to learn more about you and about what you do.
It's www.expertdocumentexaminerweb.com. Expertdocumentexaminerweb.com.
Excellent. Okay, great. A little self-plug for Bob there, being so kind to share with us here and, of course, at all the conferences. Here's the PDF file. A couple things. Obviously, that website is good with Bob. If you didn't get the PDF file, you should have had it in your email. It would be somewhere on the handwritinguniversity.com/preview. There will be a long URL right there. I believe it's preview/register_thanks. That's probably where it is. There's also some discounts there, as also there'll be enrollment forms for the next call, which will be next week, because we've got three or four more preview calls before the seminar. They're all previews, and we do want you to come there. And we're also, if you wait around till the minute 50:55, we'll be giving that secret word, even for those listening to this on recording, so that you can go ahead and qualify for those prizes. We give away 3 grand prizes, all worth between $800 and $1,200 each. So please stick around. If you do have to leave the call early, come back and listen to the end of that call for that magic word. Bob, you set out some PDF files here, which should be in front of each other. You had 10 points here about basically real good questions about making money, about what we should do, how we should charge. And these are for people that even if they're not certified, they can go out and start giving speeches or doing parties right now. Again, we're not talking about the Dork Dummy Examining. That's a two-year program. So let's go down some of these and let's talk about these. Now, I know this is only part of your presentation. Tell me, generally, if people were to come to Dallas, are they getting 20 points, 30 points, 30 tips? What typically are you going to give as far as the level of detail at the conference versus our preview? Because you got a lot of great details here in the preview.
I'll tell you what, I think I never really counted them. I would say there's between 50 and 100. I really do a step-by-step because that's the way I need to learn. If people leave one thing out, I can't go to the next step. I really can't. So I really explain every single detail. I even tell you what to bring if you're going to be teaching the adult school, how many erasers, how many pens, pencils. I mean, I really do. I cover everything.
Nice. It's fantastic. Okay, number one, here's the question. How do I advertise for a night school or an adult education class? So first, let's define that and then say, how do we advertise to get, is that a paying gig? Where would you get this? So let's take your small city and tell me, walk me through the process.
What are you asking, Bart? Was that one
Bob,
to me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so what's the process? What's the night school, first of all? We established that, an alternative education. It's not college. Anyone in the community can come in and sign up for this class, right?
Yeah, usually there's hundreds and hundreds of people that do this, usually. Well, you know, in the areas where I was, definitely was. I mean, they're not all going to my place, unfortunately, because I got retired. But they really are. You got a ton of people going to these. And just to answer, should I answer that first one now?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Actually, you don't have to advertise at all. The school puts the advertisement in the blurb, and that booklet goes out to every single resident of that town.
Wow.
You don't advertise at all. Advertising, folks, let me tell you something, is very, very expensive. Even if you want a small ad someplace, boy, that stuff adds up and cuts right into your profit and everything like that. So this is wonderful. You create your blurb, which I also help you with, and you just go to the class. They send it all out. People contact them in the class, and they tell you, okay, you got 12 people. You got 8 people, whatever. They do all the work for you.
What did you have your first class? Because I did a class when I was 19 here in the Valley over in Los Angeles area. I had 3 people in my first class, and I did the best job I could. Is that about typical?
No, I used to get more than 3, definitely. I would say probably around 8 to 12.
Excellent.
I would say the bulk were females. Although there were some males interspersed, age range was all over the place. You'd get some young people, you get some real old people. So, I don't know, for me it was different. But we're going to get into that in question 3. I was going to go over the money that you're making with 8 people. But that's fine. I can wait.
I don't know if they want to wait. They love to hear about money. I hope nobody's ashamed of making money here. Are you ashamed of making money? Because maybe you should hang up now, because we're talking about cash. Is that all right?
Yes.
All right, I want to hear. I hear 2 people say yes. The rest of you, I mean, I don't know. I'm worried about you.
Fine with me.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Make money.
You need to reread that book about, you know, changing your mindset. I was listening to Gene Simmons' book recently. He says, you know, they say love is everything, but love won't buy you a medical treatment, or it won't buy you food if you're starving. So money's kind of an important thing. We're all for it. Bob, number 2, how long should your class be? Let's answer that one, then we'll go to the cash.
Yeah, this was maybe a little evasive. I really think it depends on you. What is your level of confidence at that point? And not only in addition to that, do you want to set this for 16 weeks straight and go once a week? I just wanted to do an in and out and make some money. So what I wanted to do, I usually did a 2.5-hour session that sounded like it was going to be just about right. You're going to have 2 breaks in between there, so that cuts it down basically to 2 hours. And if you have a concern, wait a minute, I don't know if I got that knowledge, I can't run it that long. Well, if you get hung up, all you do is start analyzing their writings a little bit. It's going to take you 10, 15 minutes a person, or at least 10.
And they
so
like
even
anyway.
If you could only go an hour and you started analyzing their writings on the rest of it, but you'll find, I think, that the people are just, well, what does this one mean? What does this mean? How about mine? How about mine? You know, I think it, you could do 2.5 hour easy. And you're giving them their money's worth for the, you know, I would suggest $40 or a little bit higher at this point. Now, let's do the math. If you got 8 people for $45, that's $360 for 2.5 hours work. Now, if you wanted to make it easier for yourself, you could purchase, Bart has a book for the one-night class type situation, and I don't know what the price is. Say they were $10 a piece and you had 8 people. So that's $80 minus the from the $360. That's still $280, and it's still more than $100 an hour for a 2.5 hour class.
Yeah,
so, you know,
I,
you can go either way on that, especially in the beginning. But they got it right in front of them. Now they feel like they're getting quality, and you can also put it in your ad. You can say, includes a complete book by Bart Baggett. So, you know, that, whatever way you want to go with it.
And you know what's interesting? We don't actually put my name on that book. It says Faculty of Handwriting University. It's designed so that you can become the expert. If you were really so inclined, you can put your own name on it. But we set it up so that it's a very general handwriting book. If you've already taken the home study course or the marketing course, that program is called the Affiliates Professors Program. You don't have to be a professor with it. You don't have to be like Bob and go to the conferences and talk. But what it does do is it gives you the ability to buy those books. And I swear, Bob, I think they're just $5 each. They're not much over my cost. Here's my theory. If I can give you tools to go teach, I think it would be great. Some of those people might buy some more products. They might become certified students, and you can keep 25% of that. So if you enroll students, I mean, actually, if you enroll somebody right on the spot for a home study course, you can probably keep up to almost 50% of that revenue. So if you put someone into a 13-hour home study course, you'd probably just mail us half that. So there's a lot of revenue there for what they call affiliate commission. It's part of what I'll be going over at the conference in Dallas of different ways that you can use my success and my 20 years of creating products to make extra money. And, you know, it may not be a big deal, but, Bob, if you gave one speech a month and you got, $600 in commission checks from me from books and products, you know, that's 600 times what? 12? That's almost $7,000 a year. Just doing what you're normally doing, giving a speech, and then using our books and products. So it's a really good way to make extra money. And Bob, that's one of the lectures I'm teaching, which I haven't really filled you in on because I just keep changing the itinerary as we get closer to the event.
Okay. One other thing is you're going to have a table set up, or at least if you listen to me, you will have a table set up. And what I used to do is I used to buy extra grapho decks and extra books, and I'd have them laying out. I wouldn't put them out when I first got there because that's almost like a feeling like you're frisking them. I would wait until the first break, and then I would put them out on a table and, you know, just offer it, let them look at them and things like that. And, you know, you're going to get some sales from those people. Not everybody's going to do that, but you're going to get some. And every little bit helps.
Yeah, you know,
but I used to do one a week. I mean, you know, for 7 or 8 weeks at different schools, you know, you're making, you know, if you had 12 people, you're making some very serious money here.
Now, I'm confused about something. You said that obviously $45 a person. Do you keep every penny of that? Does the school keep some of it?
No, you
How
don't.
Do you
I should have mentioned that. I'm sorry. If you attend, I go over everything and I do cover that. The school system itself is either going to charge you 10 or 15% or whatever it is, their cut. They're going to take a piece of the action. So you need to also adjust your price to that situation to make sure it's going to be worthwhile to you. And they're going to tell you also how many people do you want in a class. In other words, they say, if there's only 4, should we cancel it? And you tell them ahead of time. You write it down in your format. Don't bother with only 5 people. Or in your case, do it. You know, it'd be excellent experience. And besides, 5 times 5 is still 5 times 45.
Yeah, most people don't make over $60-$70 an hour. And if you figure out by the time you get in your car and go there and come home, you know, you're making $60-$80 an hour. It's a great evening. Plus, I think we haven't emphasized the level of satisfaction it is to enlighten people, to make a difference, to give them a tool that they'll use all the time. Okay, question number four. What material should I cover? So a lot of people on the phone only have the Grapho deck. Some people have the Holm study course, which, of course, means you've got, you know, 100 traits plus all these different samples and criminal integrity. You know, where should you start? I mean, what would be a good understanding of what to cover, Bob?
Well, what I really do when I start, I actually, you know, this is not at a party. This would be at the adult education. I would tell them a little bit about handwriting analysis, and I would, you want to give yourself some credibility, first of all. So I tell them that it's actually a science. It's classified by the Library of Congress as a clinical science, the same as psychology. I tell them that there are 5,000 companies nationwide right now today who actually use handwriting to hire people. It's not usually on the people that flip burgers. It's usually on the, you know, CEOs and the higher-ups, because it does cost money to do that. You know, and I give them some of those facts that really make your credibility much better. And I start to tell them about how you can tell physical injuries sometimes, if they have writing, and how, you know, some of the things that you can tell in handwriting, you know, you wouldn't even hardly believe, and then you show somebody, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't know if you want to go that deep in the beginning, but, you know, give yourself some credibility. Put down some of the things that are happening. And I sell a little booklet myself that has a bunch of that stuff in it.
Now, so I'm going to circle one of these. 10 traits, 25, 30, 50 traits. I would never cover 50 traits in the three-hour seminar. I think that's overload. Don't you agree, Bob?
No, actually, we disagree on that, Bart. We always have. I believe that I'm going to try and give them every damn thing I can in that 2.5 hours. I'm going to jam the hell out of it. And I believe that those people who really want to learn are writing their brains out, and they're going to have everything written down. Those people that don't care aren't writing anyway, so you're not really losing anybody. And you're always open for questions after if you really went a little bit too fast. But if you had your book, I mean, all they got to do is look right in the book. I mean, everything that you covered is right there. I just say to myself, I want to give these people the absolute most I can for their money, which is actually, Bart, what you do, and I'm not just kidding around here because you got people on a conference. What you jam in a three-day seminar, I can't even believe.
Well, that's a good point. Again, those are our ultimate seminars. So by the time they get there, there's no question off bounds. And the other thing, Bobby, I got to tell you, the three-day seminars are amazingly packed. One of the things that they get is that they get you and Don and Kurt and me at the back of the room when other people on stage asking questions. I cannot believe how generous all our faculty is to sit around at the breaks and during the conferences and analyze writing. It just amazes me the generosity of the people that we've attracted, and I really want to give my hats off to you. I mean, I don't think if you go to a conference, if you had a photographic memory and you went to a conference, our basic conference, you probably wouldn't need any DVDs because you really covered every detail that you could. And I think that's why, honestly, Bob, this year I decided not to do a basic conference. I decided to do an advance. I said I wanted the speakers to all do something with advanced tone because of our, you know, two DVD products and CD products. I mean, I've covered all the basic stuff, I think, that I wanted to cover. I felt kind of like bored of myself. So that's why I've asked you and everybody else to come with something a little bit more advanced. But I sure don't think that means that if they haven't been to the conference, they can't go. I don't think they'll be lost. I think if you know the Grapho deck or you own it, I think you'll be able to keep up. You're just going to learn things that you probably don't read in books. Any comments on that? I think we're Bob's phone's going in and out. You still with me, Bob?
I'm still here.
Great. Okay, here is, can I make additional money during the class? So you're teaching a class, can you make additional money?
I kind of did cover that. I say you should have some things for sale on a table, you know, later on. But they're also, as part of your thing, you're going to give them a handout, and guess what's on the bottom of that handout? It's going to be your telephone number and a suggestion that, you know, for parties and some other different types of things, or your name and address and phone number in case they would like to purchase something later on. They didn't have any money with them. So they're taking that home with them, and it's going to have all the information they need. So you may get some sales later as well.
Got it. I think that you could, especially all my handouts have my phone number on it, my website. People do order later. My dad actually was on a boat. We have a little CD which teaches how to go, you know, how to cruise the world for free. One of the people that saw him speak for free on a boat, on a ship, on a vacation, came back and not only got our home study course, which is, you know, $1,400, but I think she ended up enrolling in the doc exam course. So, I mean, that's a huge commission, even if you're not Kurt Baggett. I mean, it's like, wow. You know, you see somebody on a ship on a vacation, and they keep your hand out, and all of a sudden they buy more stuff. So there is the possibility of a lot of upsells if you take the time to write your address and everything.
Okay.
Well, I think our phone is still open. So if you have a question, you say, hey, this is John from Seattle. This is Barbara. I have a question.
I have Anna. Questions.
Yes. What's your name?
Patsy from Dallas.
Kathy?
Yeah.
Are you going to be at our seminar, Kathy?
No, Patsy.
Patsy.
You know what? I want to do Bob, so I'll talk to you about that later because I do have ideas.
Good. Well, then we will chat with you.
Okay. Yeah. This past weekend, I went to a home party, a private concert put on by the Sierra Singles, and I love that format. The lady made $500 because they charged $12 a head for this concert, and it was potluck dinner, so everybody got fed, got a free, not a free concert, but a concert they paid $12. And she had two CDs, and people were buying them left and right. And I told the homeowner, I have an idea. So I want to market the handwriting. The only thing is they had 51 people there at this one homeowner's. So wouldn't I have to, well, I guess I wouldn't have to hire somebody, but you would just give a lecture and just pick out certain people to analyze their handwriting because you can't do 51 people that night.
No, you could have a raffle. You could hand out tickets and say, I got 10 people I can do, I believe, and I'm going to go as fast as I can. You all gave me samples. Here's the first one right here. Or actually, that might not be your best bet, and I'll tell you why when we get to the party, but, you know, that's one possibility. I mean, it's endless. Just rely on your own mind and see how you would like to handle it.
Well, because it's Sierra Singles, I'm going to kind of assume that I should stick with personality traits and what you want to attract, right?
That would be great. You can talk about slants and that, you know, the heavy right slants and heavy left slants don't match up too good.
Okay. I like that raffle idea. That's a great idea. Also, I'm an actor, a local actor here in Dallas, and I wanted to piggyback on all these acting classes that I take that I spend hundreds on, and I would like to piggyback that on a class saying, how do we develop an autograph?
That's a clever product. I mean, you could definitely be a guest speaker at some of those acting classes.
Now they charge like $100 to $200 to $300. Would I ask them for like $5 their take? Or how would I even do that?
Well, it just depends. If they use you as one of the draws for coming to the event, obviously you could just get a per head number. You can get a flat fee. I mean, the promoter, if they can make money by you being there, you know, they'll just pay you a fee.
Okay.
A lot of party or event planners will pay all the entertainment and the food a flat fee. Like, they will pay you $200 to show up. I think, Bob, which we haven't really figured out yet, and I think you're going to talk about it, is, you know, kind of how do you estimate how many you need? If there's 51 people at a singles party, you're right, Patsy. You can't do all 51 compatibility.
No way.
But what you could do is you could call Kurt Baggett, who lives in Dallas, and say, can you give me the name of two handwriting experts here locally? The three of you show up, and you could easily do 51 people with three people. And then you just charge them, I usually charge them half rate for the second person. And so there is a way to do that. For singles, speeches are always really good. And you've got that book, The Handwriting Analysis for Love, Sex, and Relationships, which is completely targeted at a single market. So that would be an easy upsell for you, buy those wholesale like you would, like if you're Amazon and we're selling retail. Bob, any comments on what she asked?
No, whatever, you know, run with it. Whichever avenue is starting to excite you, just go.
Yeah,
excellent. Try more.
On the acting one, Is there any copyright laws or anything that I can start saying stuff about somebody living that's like Tom Cruise or somebody? Is there any kind of law that would prevent me from saying this is his personality or?
Just the fear of you saying something that will offend somebody. The legal courses and the legal rulings that have been handed down over the last 100 years is there's never been a ruling which says that we cannot state our opinion about somebody's personality by their writing. It's considered public behavior. They did something in public. If somebody acts and you call them a bad actor, that's totally legal. If someone signs their name and you say that they're, you know, a multiple personality because of it, and you're not a doctor, it's perfectly allowable. Now, if you're a doctor, then you're actually giving medical advice, and the American Board of Medical Association could say you didn't do a proper examination. But since you're not a doctor, you have full authority to do anything you want with no retaliation. Do you agree with me, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah. I've used dead people. I've used alive people. I've even had people criticize me in newsletters. Remember, I have 150,000 people on my newsletter list. They say, I can't believe you used that person's real name. That was so unethical. Well, you know what? I got permission, or I didn't get permission. It's public behavior. If somebody writes me a letter about, you know, somebody returns something once, and I published it, it was really funny. The guy was a wingnut, and I thought it was really funny. There's no retribution. There's no worry about that. So you just say whatever you want about Marilyn Monroe. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Good question. I look forward to meeting you, Patsy. And yes, would like you to be in Dallas. And yes, we will help you figure out, customize what you do. As far as copyright, no, there's no copyright. The only copyright would be is if you were reselling a book that someone else published, then you would want to get permission or work on a deal so you could resell that. But if you're even used, like if you use a handwriting sample in my book, you could use the handwriting sample of a celebrity. And if you just credit the book that it came from, you can use it and republish it. It's really not a problem.
Oh, okay. So I can repeat what you have said for
well. Well, yeah. If you repeat what I said word for word, you just say this is from Bart's book. If you take a handwriting sample from my book, you say this handwriting sample is from my book. If you just took the handwriting sample of Elvis from my book and didn't credit it, you'd probably still get away with it with no problem. I just always credit my sources out of respect, and it just keeps me out of trouble.
Okay.
But you could use the handwriting of a Marilyn Monroe. Unless, like, and technically the photographs can be owned, like whoever took the picture of that handwriting, but that's really hard to enforce, really difficult. So handwriting doesn't have the same laws as photographers do.
Okay.
Good questions. I like questions, Patsy. You make us feel valuable and important.
Well, right now I'm trying to work on a program since I'm dealing with actors on how to do an autograph that would make them be where they want to be as far as their goals. And I know it's the T-bar.
Well, did you read our autograph program with Malcolm, the guy from Australia?
No.
Yeah, you should do that. I think it's a $37 download. It's all about how to change your autograph to be the best person you want to be. And so if you download that and you say, hey, Bart, I'd like to customize this for actors, you know, get a hold of me and you can write a book and we'll customize it and you can have your own little booklet. I mean, it's amazing how approachable we are. People like, Bob, you now have something you sell, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and you know, he's like, well, it's okay if I sell this at your conference? Well, of course, we're all here to make money. And if you have something valuable, by all means, if you want to use what I've worked on for 20 years, come to me and say, I'd like to use part of your research. Can I put your name on it? I'll do all the work. Can you market it to your list? You have 150,000 people on the world's biggest website. Maybe we can work together. I'd probably say, Patsy, heck yeah. Let's go make some money together.
That is a great idea. I want to do that. And, Bart, I also want to do a children's book because there's no reason why they can't start off younger.
Well, they can. And I'll tell you, you heard on the phone Jay Aaron, who introduced me. He's one of our business partners. He actually is working on a book for kids on how to write. So you might want to chat with him about what he's working on as the publisher of this book, and I will also get in touch with him as well because we also have a kid's book, but it doesn't have good distribution. So that is such a great way to approach it because kids really need our help, and parents need our help raising better kids.
Yes.
Good.
All right, I'm just thinking at this point that we only have about 17, 18 minutes left, and we've only done 5 questions, so perhaps
okay.
We should just run through a couple more of these, and then hopefully we'll have some more time to entertain more questions.
Great. Let's go number 6. I think we've answered this, but let's do it officially. Why does someone hire you to do their party opposed to something else?
Well, I honestly believe that when they want you to go to their party, they're concerned. You are the entertainment. They're hiring you to be their entertainment. They don't want their party to go down the tubes. They don't want their party to be boring and people, like, cringing, like, and feeling sorry for you because, you know, your party's terrible. They're hiring you to make sure that their party is a success. And that's the way I believe. You may disagree, and that's fine, but that's the way I look at it.
So I've seen people who've done parties, and they talk about the Henry Expert for the next year at the office. They pick on each other, and it's the highlight of almost every party. And that's not just me. That's everybody who's ever been trained and does parties. So they do it because they want to have a great party. They want the satisfaction of saying, that's amazing. And you
people,
guys,
I do have people that call me, that the ones that hired me. And they call me and say, everybody's been calling and saying that, you know, you were great and everything like that. Then another week will go by and they'll call me again. I've gotten a lot more phone calls. They all keep saying the same thing. Thank you very much. I feel, and at that point, well, you could send me a little check, but a little tip.
Well, or you say, hey, why don't you refer me? You know, why don't you refer me to a couple people that, you know, you probably have friends that have businesses or parties. You let me know. And they'll pick up the phone and call right away. Testimonials are important. If you don't have a one sheet, and Bob will go through this, of course, in Dallas. If you don't have a one sheet, you got to have testimonials, got to have referrals, you got to have a little business card. Those are all things which make business a little bit easier. But here's the big question. Number 7, how much should you charge to be the entertainment at a party if you're by yourself, Bob? You show up with your pencils and your paper, and you're by yourself. You start at 7, you end at 10. What do you charge?
I really go by the number of the people that are going to be there. I kind of figure on a ballpark at 10 minutes per person. What I normally do, and again, I work a party a little bit different than some of the other people. The way that I'm more comfortable, I don't like being put on the spot, you know, with all of those 30 eyes looking at me, or, you know, it could be a lot more than that. I go behind the scenes, and I do my analysis of everybody while they're at the party, and then I sit down, and I've already got everything. I've taken notes on each person. And then I just go through and start running through a lot of the things, or I'll at least do the slant or the three most important things for each person so that I got to start on it. Because you can always talk about 7 or 8 things just from the slant. You're this, 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 and this, and other people are very excited about that. So that's the way I do it. And I also, there are some people who do these that will pull people in one at a time and go in a private session. I really don't like that. It's a party. If you sit everybody down and you make each spouse sit behind the other person or stand behind a person that's like on the firing line at that point, it's actually very, very funny because they'll say, oh, you know, you were pretty good with these 15, but this one here, especially if it's considered a negative trait in our society, they'll say, no, I really, you know, that one is off, but you're pretty good. And the wife will be standing behind them shaking their head like, no way, definitely are that, you know. It's pretty funny. And there's a lot of interaction between the people and amongst the people while you're doing the analysis. And I have my cheat sheets right with me. I got them all laid right on the table. So if I start forgetting and I get a little bit nervous, all I do is slide one out from underneath something and I got, oh, okay, I got this ammunition right here. And I'll be pointing to their actual sheet while I'm looking a little to the right. So they have no idea.
Nice. So there you go. But I didn't hear how much you charge. Let me answer and you can answer me. I estimate about 5 to 6 minutes a person, which I'm always a little short, so I think 10 is a good estimate. I also figure that I will be there for let's say they book me for 3 hours, 7 to 10. I also know it's impossible to leave with a line of people there. I mean, what are you going to do? Stand up and go, I'm sorry, ma'am, you're next, but my 3 hours is up? I mean, can you do this, Bob? I can't.
No, I wouldn't either, no.
So what I do is say, look, you know, here is my estimate. Here is what you pay me when I walk in the door. You know, it's going to be 3 hours. I charge, you know, let's say I charge $100 an hour, so $300. However, if I stay past 10 o'clock and I'm on time, you need to pay me a overtime at this many per hour or this many per person. And so, therefore, they sort of know if it takes overtime. Bob, if you say per person, do they pay you up front or they pay you at the back when you leave?
No, I usually get paid at the end. I want to make sure everybody's happy with everything and all of that stuff. I just tell them as a ballpark, it usually comes out to about 10 minutes per person. You're going to have this many people. It's probably going to take me this many hours, so it'll be somewhere between here and there. Now, I have a little different thing. I also do prom parties. where they want kids after the prom to come back to this place where they have a bunch of different types of entertainment so that they don't go out or down here where I live. They go down to the beach or the shore for overnight or something. So this keeps them out of trouble. And I usually get $500 for that night. I'll do 5 hours. And what happens is I still have a long line, or I definitely have people at the end, and they shut me down. Okay, the time is up. Your booth is closed. What I do is I'll tell the people, I say, look, put your name and address at the bottom of this sheet, and what I will do is I will not only give you an analysis, but I will give you the big one. I will give you the 5 typewritten pages, and I will mail it to you. That way they don't feel bad. They've waited. Usually they've waited 30, 40 minutes at least also. So you could do it that way too.
Nice. And sometimes you mentioned typewritten pages. You mentioned a little handout that you use, a cheat sheet. I sometimes have a customized form. And all these forms are in our marketing course. And I think it's probably where you first started. But all the forms I use at Partisan, the marketing course, and it'll say slant. It'll say temper, self-image. You can just circle some of those traits. You can hand it to them, and they feel like they have something they can take home with them. That's another tool that you could use if you wanted to give them something to take home. And that's always nice. I don't always do that because I like to talk, and I'm pretty funny when I talk, but I do find some people love to take home stuff. So the money, it's going to be between $100 and $500. Obviously, when you first talk on the phone, you say, what's their budget? If you can get $500, go for it. A lot of smaller parties will be budgeting, and you know, I would say here's the budget, here's what I'll work for, and if I go overtime, here's what you need to pay me. At least you don't get surprised by that. Cool. Okay, we got about 5 minutes before we need to start the rundown. So let me tell a couple of things as far as business wise. Didn't download your PDF file to follow along. Everything will be at the following website in a couple of days, not only a copy of this audio, which you're listening to, listen to it on audio, but the PDF will be right here. It's handwritinguniversity.com/preview/replay.html. That's all the preview seminars for the 2006 conference. If you're listening to this after the conference, this URL will still have the previews, as well as you can also probably purchase the DVDs that we do record in Texas from this page. Another URL you might want to write down, under preview, the registration page, you also have handwritinguniversity.com/preview/super.html. That is the offer which we're saying you can come to the seminar, you can bring a friend, and we'll send you DVDs, about a $1,194 bribe. There's 4 spots available for that if you're listening to this on the phone call. If you go there and it's gone, please don't call and yell at us. We outlined 10 slots on these for preview calls. This last week, we've had some major delivery problems in the email, so we still have 2 or 3 left, and maybe there's 4. So go ahead and take a look at that preview.super.html for those of you that have not enrolled. Now, Bob, you've got a couple more questions here. Number 8 says, can I make additional money at the party? How would you do that?
I can only speak personally. I do not believe that that is the place to be marketing yourself. So I would say no. However, on my sheet that they filled out, my name and address is still at the bottom, and I give them a little graphotherapy, one or two tiny little things. So they are taking that sheet home with them. But I just don't believe that's the place, not at a private party. I have to say no.
Yeah, I've taken grapho decks and books to private parties. I've never sold very many. People just don't come to parties with their wallet. It's a little uncomfortable. I may have sold 1 or 2, but it's not normal. Usually it's for credibility. You can definitely make money by getting their business cards, following up, thank you call, and getting more referrals. That's probably what I would do, your business cards, referrals. How to get people to give you their handwriting. Number 9 on your sheet. How do you get people to give you handwriting?
Ask.
It's that simple, isn't it, Bob?
Well, I actually have the host ask them because they are familiar with them the most. It's their party. And they're busy, but I have my clipboards all out of the table with all of the forms, the proper forms that ask them questions. Say, fill this out in cursive. And it also, all the writing is on there. It says instructions are there too. And I ask the host to actually hand them the clipboard and say, you got to fill this out. Now, there will be a couple of people who will not want to do that. Never force anybody. Everybody's there to have fun. If they don't want to, fine. They can also change their mind later if they start to see everybody having fun and nobody's really getting ridiculed, you're not really doing a tune on anybody. They may want to do that later, too, and that's fine.
Yeah, you'll often see the guy sit at the edge with his hands all crossed, and he'll just watch everybody for 30 minutes just to make sure you're not going to see that, you know, he has a subscription to some naughty magazine. I mean, you know, you never know what people think they're hiding. But that guy will also, you know, eventually come around, or he won't. No big deal. Cool. All right, we're down to about 7 minutes, so we're making great time, Bob. The last question, and we're going to open for some more questions, is the most important single factor that can make you a successful founder is the party.
Yeah, I think this is an absolute must. And I really, I've done it both ways, and I've done it wrong. And as a matter of fact, believe it or not, I just did it wrong about a week ago, and it was like an impromptu thing, and I couldn't believe I did it. And after, I was killing myself, like, how in the hell could you ever have done that? You are so stupid. Anyway, here's the thing. You must analyze somebody with a heavy right slant first. They will do all of the selling for you. They are very emotional, and you come up with your first trade, they're going to just jump up and just go, holy mackerel, that's right, that is so true, but isn't that true? And they'll look at everybody else at the party. And then you give them the next one, and they're on their feet. And they go, whoa, man. Then you give them another trade, and at that point they're going, where do you see that on a paper? Or they'll turn to somebody else and they'll say, you told them. Who told them all this stuff? They just did all your selling for you. Now you don't have to push yourself. You know, the next person that you're going to do, man, they're anxious. It's like, whoa, she really has sold because they're very emotional. If you start analyzing somebody with a trait, heavy left or even straight up and down, there will be no emotion being shown. So the people watching them for their reaction are going to be going like, well, I guess he wasn't right. He must, well, wow. He said three things and she didn't even win, so I guess that ain't true either. You know, you have to go heavy right slant. And if somebody says, look, I got to leave early, do me first. No, but I would be happy to do you second.
Those of us that dated an AB writer know exactly what you're talking about, Bob. Sometimes you just don't get the emotional feedback that you want.
If I could just add one thing. There may be some people that aren't going to be able to be to the conference that are on this phone call now. Bart taught me something, I don't know how many years ago now, I'm going to say somewhere around 13, just do it, just go and do it, you can fix it later. And I was criticizing him one time, because he would throw something up and there'd be a couple of misspellings, and he'd say, well, just go do it, and that really is true. I would encourage everybody, go try it, go start tomorrow, do the waitress, do somebody, do everybody, and just give it going. Try your, whatever you think you can do, if it's going to be fun, go. Do it.
Yeah, that's tough for a perfectionist because they want everything to be perfect. They want their speech to be perfect. They want to have 100% accuracy. But you're never going to learn if you wait and wait and wait till you're totally perfect. Yep, we have typos. Sometimes, luckily, we have good editors lately, so it's been a lot less in the last couple of years. But you're right, Bob. I jumped out and did it at 14, 15 years old, and I'm glad I did it. And guess what? The people that got analyzed when I was 14, they still had a great experience. I wasn't as talented as I am now, but they still had a great experience, and it was still worth the money, and it was a great experience for everybody. So, yeah, I do think everyone should just do it.
I have a question about the slant.
Go ahead.
I find that when I analyze handwriting, I like to do it at home by myself because I can take all the time, and I have all my references, and I can give them a really good analysis. When I do a short quickie, it's kind of hard for me to do the slant because I took so much time and do so many different, you know, examples of the slant. So what do you do with the slant when you're doing a quickie like that or at a party?
I would like to answer that, if I may, Bart, and you might, of course, add to it. I started the same way you did, and I never just guessed at what it was. I suggest that you guess at it, you look at it, and you guess at it first and write it down. And then do all your 25 or 30 or whatever it happens to be and see how far you were off and see why you were off. And you'll find that you can do that just by looking at it, and you'll be very close.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the more you experience you get, the better you'll be able to glance at a writing and guess. You can always phrase it with a question. You know, I don't have time to get my gauge out, but here's the emotional slant I think you are. Does this sound like you? Turn into a question, you'll probably get agreement, and then you'll find that, you know, most of the time you can be right on target on slant, and then you can move on. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, thanks.
Good.
But if you're not guessing at the same time, you will never get closer to guessing. You will always be in that situation. So you need to guess first on everyone.
Yeah, so the slant is something you do need to measure for your professional analysis, but on the parties, you just guess. Listen, I'm getting some text messages here. We've got a couple items of business before we run out of time, and I will stay a few minutes over for questions. First of all, those of you that have been to all the seminars, the teleseminars, you're listening for a magic word, a word which, Bob, what we're doing is every seminar, every teacher, I'm giving a word. There's going to be people that listen to all 10 of these with all 10 speakers. They're going to email me those words, and we're going to pick three of those, and we're going to give away some home study courses, up to $1,300 to $1,400 in our home study course value. So if you're writing this down, the magic word this week is the word investment. Investment, as in if I spend money, I make money. Investment. The other URL that I want you to see is handwritinguniversity.com/preview/specials.html. We have put up a number of specials, which essentially are $10 to $15 cheaper on every product, including the kids' workbook, the Graph Deck 2 for 22, even the double your income and hypnosis stuff is discounted. And if you're ready to go to the seminar, I don't know what more you need to be convinced, except that I will tell you, not only will Bob be speaking, I'm going to be talking about how you can use the website to make money, and I'll send you checks every month through our affiliate program. Bob, you should also be getting lots of affiliate checks, especially as much business as you're getting now as a forgery expert. That URL is handwritinguniversity.com/preview/super.html. That's S-U-P-E-R, as in super, deal, as in a super special. If you go there, you'll see that you can only bring a friend for free, but we'll ship you a copy of the $600 DVDs that Bob spoke at last year. This is expiring. Next week, we will raise the price to the conference. We'll also not be offering some of the bonuses. So please go ahead and get enrolled if you've been sitting on the fence. If those of you listening to via tape, if that's not there, just call our office and ask us what the current special is. We have about 60 seats available, and we do expect to fill them up. So go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-398-2278. Bob, do you have any final comments for our people about making money at a party?
Just go ahead and do it, and thank you for being on the teleconference. Hope you learned something. I hope it was informative and you had some fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, everybody. Thank you so much, everybody. You guys have a great night, and I'll see you guys in Dallas in 6 weeks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Bob. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Hey.
Everybody gone?